Don't forget to subscribe to Peace Out on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app.
Peace out.
Hello, welcome back to Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. My name is Chanel, and I'm so glad you're here today. Before we begin, I'm so excited to share this new kindness story from Steven.
I'm Steven from Illinois, and I'm 6 years old. And my friend helped me at school do my schoolwork, and it was very nice of him. And peace out. Peace within.
Thank you, Steven. I'm glad you have helpful friends at school. Thanks for sharing your kindness story with us. We're going to explore the life cycle of a plant today. Well, actually, it's a fungus. Mushrooms. I love mushrooms. I don't eat meat, so I use mushrooms a lot to replace meat as a source of protein. And while not all mushrooms are edible, which means safe to eat, there are so many types of mushrooms with really cool names, like slippery jack, black trumpet, fly amanita, enoki, oyster, artist's conch, destroying angel, shaggy chanterelle, hen of the woods, saffron milk cap, and turkey tail. Okay, before we get into these super interesting fungi, let's get ourselves ready to relax with the calm down countdown. You can sit or lie down now, getting comfortable. If you're sitting, put your hands on your knees. Sit up tall. If you're lying down, do a quick top to toes check to see how you're feeling, and then move around a little until you feel as comfortable as you can. You can close your eyes too if you'd like. I'll count down from 10, and all you need to do is breathe. Take nice deep breaths in, and then breathe out nice and long. If you'd like, you can time your breathing with the countdown numbers, breathing in when you hear a number, and out in between the numbers. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Most plants start from seeds. Mushrooms are fungi and start from spores. A spore is one cell that contains everything needed to form a new mushroom. Cells are very tiny and can only be seen through a microscope. Spores float through the air and land somewhere, like on a log or the ground. And when they land, they'll send out a little stem called hypha. And if one spore's hypha meets another spore's hypha, then the new life of a mushroom really begins. Stay where you are. You can keep your eyes closed because we're going to use our imaginations right now. Let's take another deep breath in through your nose and out through your nose. Do you know what infinity means? It means forever. never ending. There is even a symbol for infinity. Can you picture that in your mind right now? If you're not sure what it looks like, just imagine the number 8. Do you see that number 8 in front of you? Now picture the 8 lying on its side. That's what an infinity symbol looks like. We're going to trace the infinity symbol with the tip of our noses. Pretend the tip of your nose is a marker or a pencil. Now trace the infinity symbol slowly. Try making the symbol bigger. Take your time. Feel the gentle stretches you're giving your neck. But make sure you're not moving your neck too far or too fast. Relax. And while you keep slowly tracing with your nose, let's pretend a couple of spores are floating around in the air. Maybe also drifting along the air in a lazy figure 8 or infinity symbol. They're slowly getting closer and closer to the ground. Let's really slow down our tracing now. And when your nose gets to the middle again, you can stop. Well done. Once the spores, hyphae, meet and begin creating new mushroom life, they create mycelium. Now imagine you're holding a cotton ball in your hand. Pull the cotton apart gently, keeping it in one piece. When you first look at a clump of mycelium, it may look like cotton that's been pulled apart like this. But if you look closer, they look like mini roots, tiny threads that grow and intertwine together. But they're not roots. Next time you're walking in the woods, take a look under logs. If you see some white patches, those might be mycelium. Let's intertwine our fingers together, just like how mycelium are intertwined. Put both hands together, fingers interlaced in your lap. Keep your hands together, and now turn your palms facing out, stretching out your arms. Lift your hands up over your head, palms now facing the sky. Gently let your hands come down and rest them on your lap again. Let's do this again, but this time, breathe in and raise your hands up to the sky, feeling that nice stretch. Breathe out and float your hands back down to your lap. Breathe in and raise your hands up again. Breathe out and float them back down. Breathe in and arms up. Breathe out. And let them float back down to your lap. Now keep stretching like this at your own pace now, breathing in and out. Great work. Give your arms a shake and let them rest now. Mycelium absorb the nutrients that the mushroom needs to grow from whatever is around them. Once it's ready, it'll grow what's called a fruit body. This is the part of the mushroom that we think of when we think or picture mushrooms. These mushrooms start to send out new spores to start the process again, continuing the life cycle. And even after a mushroom is picked, the mycelium is still there underground and can grow another mushroom in a couple of weeks. Mycelium have another important job. They are an underground network that can help their plant neighbors by sharing nutrients and even information. Mycelium help plants get more water and nutrients, and in return, plants help fungi like mushroom with food. And because mycelium are so interconnected, they help keep soil and plants connected. And actually, mycelium's structure is so strong and amazing that people are using them to create new eco-friendly products like packaging and containers to replace plastic ones. And fashion designers are even using them in their clothing. I've included a few cool links and videos if you're interested in learning more. And if you can't tell, I find mycelium fascinating. Mycelium help plants and in return receives help from the plants. Now, if they aren't already, close your eyes. Let's think about the people in our lives that help us and who maybe we help too. We're going to do what's called a loving kindness practice. We are going to send kind wishes to 4 different people right now. We will repeat these words to each of them. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. Now, to live with ease doesn't mean that life will always be easy. It just means that you are relaxed and happy and are able to deal with life. Let's start with the person who is closest to us, ourselves. Give yourself a hug while you repeat after me, either out loud or in your head. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be safe. May I live with ease. Good. You can put your arms down now if you'd like. Now let's think of someone who we love. It could be a family member, a friend. Picture their face. Keep thinking about that person while you repeat after me now. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be safe. May I live with ease. Amazing. Now we are going to think of someone who you might not get along with or find hard to like. Keep their name in your own mind and picture their face right now and think about them as you repeat after me again. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. Excellent. One more. Let's think of someone else that you know or has some part in your life. You might not know them very well or even know their name. It could be a crossing guard, a kid in another grade that you see at recess sometimes but have never played with, or a neighbor you always pass on the way to school as they walk their dog. Picture that person in your mind right now and think about them while you repeat after me. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. How do you feel right now? We cannot exist and, more importantly, thrive, which means to grow and be better, without other people. We all need each other. That means when we take care of other people, we are taking care of ourselves. Because when our friends and family are happy and healthy, they can also help us be happy and healthy. Mycelium need plants, and plants need mycelium, and people need people. Let's be kind to each other and help each other. And if it helps you, try doing the loving kindness practice whenever you'd like. I've added the words to the episode notes for anyone who wants to try this. And if you do, we'd love to hear how you feel afterward. You can always email us at peaceout@bedtime.fm or send us a message through Twitter at peaceoutpodcast or Instagram at peaceoutstories or even on the Bedtime FM Facebook page. Thank you for listening today. Until next time, peace out and peace within. Peace Out was created and is written and narrated by Chanel Tsang. Sound editing by John Karsten. Produced by Chanel Tsang and Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM. If you like this episode, please leave us a review and some stars. Thank you.